Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitato-Ekwe. In our top stories, the government of Cameroon has signed a protocol agreement authorizing the setting up of a company known as Proalu, worth 88 billion CFA francs of investment that will produce 60,000 tons of finished aluminium products as from 2027. Out of Cameroon, DRC's former Prime Minister Jean-Michel Sama Lukonde has been elected as President of the Upper House of Parliament in that country. And in sports, semi-final fixtures of the 2024 National Interpols will be known later today following results of the last group matches on schedule today. The news bulletin is up next.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Existing bilateral relations between Cameroon and South Korea will, in the next few days, witness a twist as both countries wish to deepen ties in the area of parliamentary diplomacy. South Korea's ambassador to Cameroon, Nam Ki-wook, and the senior deputy speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Ilarion Etong, today, during an audience, discussed ways of exchanging visits and experiences between their lawmakers. The South Korean diplomat told journalists after the audience that his country is ready to forge ahead with its support to Cameroon's socio-economic development efforts. A company that will produce over 60,000 tons of finished aluminium per year has been given government's consent to set up in Cameroon. Proalu, which is a subsidiary of Prometal, will invest over 88 billion CFA francs and it's expected to generate some 500 direct jobs and 1,000 indirect jobs when it starts production by the first semester of 2027 in the Douala Bassa Industrial Zone. The protocol agreement to set the process in motion was signed today in Yaoundé under the auspices of Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gote. Statistics reveal alarming rates of substance abuse among Cameroonian youth, with 79.3% consuming alcohol and 72.4% consuming cannabis. Recognizing the seriousness of this issue, the newly launched National Strategic Plan for Combating Drugs 2024-2030 aims to stop both the supply and the demand for illegal drugs, mitigate health risk, and enhance institutional responses. The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manaoda Malachi, has called for a collective effort from Cameroonians, stressing that combating drug abuse is a shared responsibility that requires community engagement. The National Communication Council has warned management and staff of some media organs that were sanctioned recently by the council to respect the disciplinary measures meted on them or face the heavy arm of the law. Joseph Chebonken Kalabupse, president of the NCC, made the declaration exclusively to CRTV following a press release he issued yesterday calling to order some media organs, amongst them Equinox, who have trickishly replaced suspended programs with new appellations without any change in content. The president has asked them to take out these programs on air soonest and or face further sanctions. The Cameroon Radio Television and the National Association of Actors in the Banana and Plantain Sector in Cameroon will this 5 p.m. in Yaoundé enter into an official partnership to promote the plantain and banana sector in the country. CRTV's Director General Sean Dongo will sign on behalf of this organization, while Samuel Tony Obam will sign on behalf of the organization and promoter of the country's Banana and Plantain Festival. Through the partnership, CRTV will provide media coverage to the sector's endeavors, amongst them raising awareness among youth about the job entrepreneurship opportunities found in the banana and plantain sector in Cameroon. And this press release, the Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax return for the 2023 tax year by September 1, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following number, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the DGT's existing support facilities, which include the help desk accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.mpo.cm. The toll-free number, 8200. The Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. The Directorate General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. And this other press release, in the framework of the implementation of the import substitution policy through the socio-economic integration of youth trained in the professions of bakery pastry made from local raw materials, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will preside over on Wednesday, 14th August 2024, as from 10 a.m. at the National Reference Center of Ria Mors in Konda, the solemn opening ceremony of the second batch training, coupled with the handing over of material and installation equipment for young people trained in the pilot phase to develop the local economic fabric and promote economic patriotism. And we take you out of Cameroon, where former Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Jean-Michel Samalukonde Kayenge, has been elected President of the Senate. He took up office in February 2021, resigned 3 years later, and was elected Senate President, grabbing 84 votes out of 95 during a ballot to elect members of a permanent bureau. Samalukonde, a candidate of the Sacred Union Party, which is a coalition of political parties merged with the President's Party, has promised his fellow senators to build an efficient, modern, and accessible Senate. He succeeds Modeste Bahati Lukwebo, also a candidate of the Sacred Union. And in sports, the last group matches of the 2024 National Interpols are programmed for this afternoon at the CAF Center of Excellence in Bankomo and at the Fekafu Training Center in Oja. In Group A, leaders Mintak FC of the Upper Sanaga will take on Botafogo FC of Douala, while Sporting FC of Marwa will clash with Union Sportive of Abombank at Oja. In Group B, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi will confront Volcan of the Noon, and Girondin of Goundary will pair up with Boya United. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. Ways of deepening existing mutually beneficial relations between Cameroon and South Korea have been reviewed during an audience granted the South Korean ambassador to Cameroon by the first deputy speaker of the National Assembly, Ambassador Nam Ki-wook, extraordinary and plenipotentiary, and Honorable Ilarionge Tong, both described as excellent diplomatic ties between Seoul and Yaoundé, which date as far back as 1961. They hope to spread their friendship at the level of their parliaments. Here now is the South Korean diplomat Nam Ki-wook with a snapshot of their over 45 minutes discussion.
Korea and Cameroon has continuously developed our bilateral relationship. For instance, last year, Korea's Prime Minister, His Excellency Han Duck-soo, visited Cameroon. And this year, the Minister of External Relations, His Excellency Umbella, he visited Korea to participate in the Korea-Africa Summit in June. So Mr. Vice Speaker and I evaluate how far our two countries has developed our bilateral relationship, and also we have the same opinion. We should do more to further develop our relationship, and also I stressed not only for the bilateral two governments, but also the two national assemblies, that means the Korean parliament member of the National Assembly to visit Cameroon, and also vice versa. By doing so, we can promote our relationship furthermore, not only the government level, also the National Assembly.
That was the South Korean ambassador to Cameroon, Nam Ki-wook, speaking. The government of Cameroon has signed a protocol agreement authorizing the setting up of a company known as Proalu that will help boost the fabrication of aluminium products in the years ahead. The enterprise, worth some 88 billion CFA francs, is expected to produce 60,000 tons of finished aluminium products when it resumes its activities in 2027. Our star building correspondent, Christian Chiatam, presents the protocol agreement signed under the auspices of Prime Minister Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute.
The protocol agreement was signed on behalf of the government of Cameroon by the Minister of Trade, Luc Magloire Mbarga Atangana, the Acting Minister of Mines, Fu Calistus Gentry, and the GM of Alucam, Alain Melom, while the CEO of Prometal, Hissam El Jamal, signed on behalf of Proalu, which is a subsidiary of his group. The agreement authorizes Proalu to set up its plants in the Douala Bassa Industrial Zone and to proceed with the production of finished aluminium products like roofing sheets, copper cables and pre-painted steel coils. The agreement, signed in the presence of the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, has been hailed as a huge boost to the import substitution policy of the state, as Proalu is obliged to use mostly aluminium made in Cameroon by Alucam. Fu Calistus Gentry, Minister of Mines, and Luc Magloire Mbarga Atangana, Minister of Trade.
Cameroon is one of the first countries in Africa to have a four-tier phase in the bauxite aluminium sector, where we have bauxite, alumina, imine matap, alumina, aluminium in Edea, and aluminium finished products at a high-value investment potential of 88 billion.
Any Cameroonian will be able to build his house from Cameroonian local materials without inflation, without price fluctuation.
Proalu is an investment estimated at 88 billion francs and is expected to create some 500 direct jobs and 1,000 indirect jobs when it goes operational. Its cooperation with Alucam, which was also concretized in a trade agreement, is expected to position Cameroon not only in the sub-region but also in the wider African market. Hissam El Jamal, CEO, Prometal Group, and Alain Melom, Director General of Alucam.
About 70% of our production should be for roofing sheet, and the other 30% is for the other products.
We are going to increase the availability of those roofing sheets with all the possibilities that the free trade zone is going to bring.
Officials of Prometal are projecting to start setting up next year and to begin production in the first semester of 2027. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Cameroon Radio Television and the National Association of Actors in the Banana and Plantain Sector in Cameroon will today at 5 p.m. in Yaoundé enter into an official partnership to promote the plantain and banana sector in the country. CRTV's Director General Charles Ndongo will sign on behalf of his organization, while Samuel Tony Obam will sign on behalf of the association and promoter of the country's banana and plantain festival. Through the partnership, CRTV will provide media coverage to the sector's endeavors, among them raising awareness among youth about the job and entrepreneurship opportunities found in the banana and plantain sector in Cameroon. Bertrand Osumba now gives us an overview of the potentially rich sector.
The plantain sector in Cameroon plays a vital role in the country's economy, with a steady increase in production over recent years. Approximately 5.4 million tons of plantains are harvested from smallholder farms as well as larger plantations annually in six different regions. The Ministry of Agriculture projects an annual production of 6 million tons in 2024. Banana ranks as the third largest export product of the country, following oil, which makes up over 40% of total exports. Cameroon has a promising opportunity to boost its plantain production, as it involves the Banana Plantain Sector in Cameroon Association, committed to support government efforts to raise production to 10 million tons by 2030. Collaborative efforts between the government and agricultural development partners see a great opportunity in the plantain festival organized by the Plantain Banana Sector in Cameroon organization to promote the industrial production and marketing of plantain, assisting farmers in refining cropping techniques, raising funds for stakeholders, and strengthening marketing capabilities.
Actors in the banana and plantain value chains are urging the government to speed up actions that can improve on their competitiveness and ramp up supplies in local markets. Belinda Shaw spoke with a banana and plantain grower and put together this report.
Banana and plantains are hugely consumed staples in Cameroon. Since these crops are perishable, actors in the banana plantain subsectors are looking to develop the value chains to fight food insecurity and malnutrition, and beyond that, create economic opportunities for youth and women in communities.
I'm Henry Zovontane, Executive Director of Rural Youth Leadership and Sustainable Development Bangem. You can see the plantain, flour, biscuits, chips, beer. This transformation can keep the plantain in the shelf for about a year or more, which definitely means that the farmers who are equally producing can be sure of the market.
Expanding the banana plantains industry in Cameroon is an arduous task, especially at a time when matching supply to market demand remains challenging, even when stakeholders affirm that raw materials are available.
In Bangem, we produce over 35% of national production. But the small unit that we do have cannot even take one-tenth of what we have as raw material. For instance, we have demand from companies in Cameroon that produce bread, baby food. Out of Cameroon, we equally have people asking for the finished product. We cannot meet up with the demand.
There's currently an ambitious plan drawn up 2 years ago by stakeholders of the International Banana Plantains Festival. The target is to make Cameroon a lead global producer of plantain by 2030. In more concrete terms, high-quality fertilizers will be distributed to banana and plantain farmers to step up yields to 10 million tons year on year, attract foreign investors, and even expand a ready market for the crops beyond the frontiers.
The president of the National Communication Council, Joseph Chebonken Kalabupse, says his institution will take stronger measures against media organs and individuals who have been sanctioned for not conforming with the ethics of journalism and are not willing to respect the disciplinary actions directed towards them. He reiterated the stance of the NCC during an exclusive interview he granted our reporter Patience Wingo in Yaoundé today. His remarks follow a press release yesterday in which he warned Equinox TV against airing a program with the same format as another suspended during the board meeting that was held last week. In the following interview, Joseph Chebonken Kalabupse starts by talking about his decision to sanction five media outlets and individuals.
We sanctioned a number of individuals and media organs for unprofessional comportment, and we have forwarded the decisions to the administration for implementation because the law doesn't permit us to enforce the decisions which we take. So the administration is there to help the council enforce the decisions. And I'm pleased to say that for the past 3 years that we've been in office, all the 67 decisions we've taken sanctioning individuals and press organs have been implemented. So we believe that the ones we took last week will also be implemented.
Why was it necessary to issue yesterday's press release? What was the urgency?
The press release of the 12th of August was meant to draw the attention of Equinox Television, which tried to circumvent the decision of the council. They decided to take off the air the program which was sanctioned, including the journalist that was sanctioned, but it brought a different program, but with the same type of content, which, to my mind, is a duplistic attitude on the part of that media organ or that television station. So that's why I drew the attention that they shouldn't think that the council is not unaware of the manipulative attitude. And we are very firm on that. We will sanction them severely if they don't take off that program, which is almost the same like the program that was sanctioned. That's not what we expect from a respectable media institution like Equinox Television.
Remind us on how journalists moderating talk shows must act.
Moderating debate programs are a genre, and particularly on television. Debate programs are prepared. Debate programs are handled by mature journalists who have a broad knowledge of the world around them. And the way you craft the subject attracts those who are supposed to. And you prepare debate programs by preparing the questions which you ask the guest. And you prepare debate programs in the way you invite the guest who can be able to contribute. Debate programs are educative programs, which means from the beginning to the end, anyone who follows your debate program should be able to go away with something, the contributions of the different guests you've had. But what we see on the air nowadays is Sunday heroes who come to quarrel over issues, political differences and all whatnot, which sometimes make one think that those who moderated some of these programs lack a lot of professional wherewithal.
Joseph Chebonkeng Kalabupse, the president of the National Communication Council, speaking there to Patience Wingo.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Recent statistics reveal alarming rates of substance abuse among Cameroonian youth, particularly in urban areas where 87% of drug users reside. Recognizing the seriousness of this issue, the government has launched the National Strategic Plan for Combating Drugs, aimed at curbing both the supply and demand of illegal drugs, mitigating health risks, and enhancing institutional responses. Experts have warned of dire socioeconomic consequences and have called for collective action to address the alarming rise in substance abuse. Rita Yusembom reports.
Recent statistics paint a grim picture. A staggering 72.4% of Cameroonian youth are consuming tobacco and cannabis, while 79.3% are consuming alcohol. We spoke to an individual who chose to remain anonymous. She shared that she was once a drug addict, but has since stopped.
It was an escape from the pressures of life. I thought drugs would make me feel better, but they only made things worse for me. Thankfully, with the support of my family and the rehabilitation center, I found my way back.
To Senior Superintendent of Police Fritz Mafani, even schools considered sanctuaries of learning are becoming breeding grounds for drug consumption.
I would like to draw the attention of parents that drugs circulate in the school milieu. At times when they organize their parties or they have what they call KMS, you should make the child to know that when it's going there, it should not consume what it does not know.
But what drives this alarming trend? Experts point to various factors, including peer pressure, stress, and lack of educational and economic opportunities. As an addictologist, Dr. Marilyn Keme puts it, quitting addiction requires a conscious decision.
The first step is to decide. Addictions generally and smoking, in particular, chronic disease. So for a chronic disease, a whole process to put in place and to patiently go through and help the person quit smoking.
The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi, along with other stakeholders, has called for a collective effort for all Cameroonians, emphasizing that the fight against drug abuse is a shared responsibility.
And as part of measures to mitigate drug abuse, the government of Cameroon has created addiction centers with the mission to provide essential encouragement, motivation, treatment, and innovative care to those grappling with addiction challenges. This adds up to services provided by schools, social centers for the treatment of people adversely affected by alcohol and drugs. Colette Jani visited an addiction care and support center in Yaoundé and compiled the following report.
The government, through the Ministry of Public Health, has provided Cameroonians with supportive environments for individuals seeking to heal and rebuild their lives through the creation of addiction and support centers in hospitals across the country. One of such is the Center for Life at the Yaoundé Central Hospital, headed by Dr. Marilyn Keme, an addictologist.
The first step is you might want to take the decision that I need help. When you come to us and we are going to evaluate, you as a patient, what are the difficulties difficulties that you had during the childhood, for example, in your life, in your workspace, even at the level of the medical consequences. So we are going to run some analysis to find out how are the kidneys, the lungs, and then we are going to start the process of management.
With support from the family, the center offers encouragement to those struggling with substance abuse.
Psychotherapy is the basis because we are going to rebuild the personality of the person in order to make sure that the person is going to leave, learn how to solve a problem without using any substance. So we are going to work with the patient and also with the family and the close ones. We are there for you to listen, to go along with you during the process.
This support structure acts as a vital shield against relapse, ensuring individuals maintain focus on their recovery objectives.
Meanwhile, the government of Cameroon has called for collective commitment to bolster public actions in the fight against illicit drug trafficking and drug abuse. Maureen Wanzi, in the following analysis, looks at efforts made by the government to address the phenomenon.
Drug control experts hold that the abusive use of drugs has damaging effects on the behavior of most youths in Cameroon and beyond, with devastating consequences on health and social productivity. Statistics indicate that 60% of youths, mostly students in tertiary schools, consume substances, and 12,000 young people less than 12 years use narcotic drugs and other psychotropic substances. To address this phenomenon, the government and partners have engaged in making the country free from illicit trafficking and drug abuse by enacting laws relating to the control of narcotics and psychotropic substances. Civil society organizations and individuals have also been at the forefront, monitoring and reporting on issues relating to drug abuse in Cameroon. The 2024-2030 National Strategic Plan for the Fight Against Drugs have been launched with the aim of providing target groups and population with the best intervention techniques and tools available. There is therefore need to reinforce existing laws with heavy sanctions on drug traffickers and intensify continuous sensitization campaigns to educate the public and raise awareness on the dangers of illicit drugs, as well as contribute towards preventing drug abuse.
Let's now head to Douala, where ensuring the security of persons and goods is a continuous process by forces of law and order operating there. However, carrying out their jobs in the night becomes a tough one due to the state of some roads and the insufficiency or absence of street lights in certain areas. Roselyn Fossa joins the night patrol team of the Douala Territorial Gendarmerie Group, headed by Lieutenant Colonel Subusu Dilmaye Patrick, and brought back this report.
Once the night falls, communication is established and dispatching done by the commander of the Douala Territorial Gendarmerie Group, Lieutenant Colonel Subusu Dilmaye Patrick.
Brigade and your post who are deployed in all the circumscriptions, and every day we have our elements which are in the field to make efforts to assure the population and to fight against the insecurity.
Some neighborhoods like Koto Village and Sikum are noticed as dangerous areas that favor criminality. Though the state of the road and the insufficient street lighting poses a problem, the target must be achieved.
We are working with some difficulties, but for us, these difficulties cannot stop our action. We are trying to be where the danger is signaled.
The forces of law and order, who are always on the field, have equipment adapted to such places.
The lamps who help us to check the place which are not enlightened. But the main problem for us is to be called quickly. If you have an incident and you call quickly the gendarme, you can come and help you.
They have always reminded the population that number 113 remains the safe number for anyone in distress. Roselyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
In sports, semi-final fixtures of the 2024 National Interpools will be known today after the last group matches programmed at Oja and Bankomo. Minfac FC from the Upper Sanaga are up against Botafogo of Douala, and Sporting FC of Marua versus Union Sportive of Abongbang at Oja in Group A. In Group B, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi are offering hospitality to Volcang of the Noon and Girondeng of Ngaoundiri are paired with Boya United. Ben Collins Nui Beriwa looks at the stakes of today's matches.
Five regional representatives at the ongoing national interpools in Bankomo and Oja had begun packing their bags following day four matches that were played recently. The first is Boya United in Group B that conceded three defeats in three outings, the worst performance so far among the 10 teams competing. The club's captain, Boris Ellard, and deputy coach Clovis Ngalem attribute their poor performance to lack of experience.
Our opponent is more physical than us. Then, this is our first time playing the Interpol. We'll not go back to start with without any point. We still have one match to play.
Playing after 2 days of rest is a little bit heavy on them since it's their first time of playing. I believe next time when they come, they'll do greater.
Girondin Athletics of Ngaoundiri is the second team in Group B that is already out of the tournament. The representative from the Adamawa region and Boya United will be accompanied by Ida Krimi of Garwa, that are second, or Volcan of the Noon, that are third on the standings in Group A. Intact Football Club from the Upper Sanaga and Union Sportive of Abongbang have secured spots in the semis, while Option Sports of Bamenda, Botafogo from Douala, Sporting Football Club from Marwa will be hoping to try again next year. After this Tuesday's matches, four teams will continue the search for two tickets to Elite Football Championship in Cameroon.
And that's a wrap on Tuesday's edition of CRTV's Afternoon Edition. My name is Doris Batita Toekwe. Coralie Laetitia Mini is here with a summary of the news in French. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi à tous. Un protocole d'investissement a été signé ce matin entre le gouvernement de la République et le groupe Prométal à travers sa filiale ProAlu. Dans la même veine, un contrat commercial a été signé entre Alucam et le groupe Prométal. Les deux cérémonies tenues à l'immeuble Étoile se sont déroulées sous le regard incitatif du Premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph John Gouté. La CRTV et le festival Banane Plantain du Cameroun signent cet après-midi à 17h une convention de partenariat pour ouvrir de nouvelles perspectives à cette filière qui monte en puissance au Cameroun. La cérémonie se tiendra au centre de production de Mbalade en présence du directeur général de la CRTV, Charles Ndongo, et de Tony Obam, promoteur du festival Banane Plantain du Cameroun. Dans le domaine sécuritaire, la ville de Douala, de plus en plus exposée à l'insécurité nocturne, pas un seul des six arrondissements du département du Voury n'est à l'abri, un phénomène amplifié de la vie des riverains, par l'absence d'éclairage public dans certains points stratégiques de la ville. Sans se résigner, les autorités administratives, municipales, les forces de maintien de l'ordre et les populations travaillent en synergie aux fins de juguler le phénomène. La consommation de la drogue prend de l'ampleur au Cameroun. Le ministre de la Santé publique, Manaouda Malachi, dans son discours de clôture de la Journée internationale de lutte contre l'abus et le trafic illicite des drogues, souligna que les jeunes de 19 à 32 ans en sont les plus exposés, avec des conséquences graves sur la santé pouvant aller des troubles mentaux aux problèmes de santé physique. Dans la lutte contre les stupéfiants, le Cameroun a pris le taureau par les cornes. La création d'une structure spécialisée permet aujourd'hui d'avoir une feuille de route sur ce qui est fait et ce qui reste à faire pour réduire la consommation des drogues en milieu jeune. Et en sport, football Interpol 2024, le tableau des demi-finalistes de la compétition sera complet ce jour au terme des matchs de la cinquième journée. Si les deux qualifiés de la poule A sont connus, le suspense est toujours gardé dans la poule B où deux équipes se disputent le second ticket qualificatif. Et c'est tout pour le condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi.